Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. Tonight, we've got a very special guest joining us in studio. That, of course, is Charlton Jimerson, former Major League Baseball outfielder, a familiar face with Houston Astro fans and also with the Seattle Mariners. It's wonderful to have you with us tonight. Thank you for joining us at YSR.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Charlton, I have to share with our audience before we get into your new book and relive so many of your memories in Major League Baseball. I had the opportunity to meet you at the local gym, and you're a multi-sport athlete. I mean, you can hoop it up. You're not the guy that I want to be defending on the court. You schooled me.
Yeah, it was a surprise to see such a pretty face on the court. Aww. We used to have so many sweaty and ugly guys out there. You know, Akeem Olajuwon can be seen playing out there on any given day. So it was great to see you out there on the basketball court. And then look, here we are.
That's right. You never know where it's going to take you. But, well, we want to take time to preview and share about your new book. It is titled Against All Odds, A Success Story. And, you know, CJ, you remind us that anything is possible if we're willing to step up to the plate. We're going to hit on that here momentarily. But obviously, right here in our backyard is the Houston Astros. They kind of have underachieved over the past couple of seasons. I mean, they made some improvements last year by 19 games. What's kind of your forecast on how the season will play out since it just got underway?
Yeah, the Astros, definitely fans are in Houston are looking forward to an exciting year. They're looking for a winning team. They want to get back on track. I really like the personnel, the staff that the Astros have in place with starting with Jeff Luhnow. I like what he does with his sciences and his cybermetrics that he puts in place, his sports sciences methodology that he instills for the Astros. And I got a chance to meet and be around Reed Ryan, who's the president of the Astros. So I think they have a great staff there as far as the people making decisions. I think they will struggle a little bit with being so young and being new to the American League. I think all those things put them up against a tough, tall task. And unfortunately, I think the Astros fans might be a little bit disappointed this year again, but there is a bright future for the ball club.
Charlton, are you surprised to see the Astros struggling early on? I mean, they've got some big hitters, Jose Altuve, Chris Carter. Well, Chris Carter had 37 home runs last year. It's kind of surprising to see them get off to a little bit of a slow start, because that was one of the biggest storylines coming into the season was these guys have power at the plate.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? What more can you say about Jose Altuve? I mean, Astros fans definitely have somebody that could cheer for. What a great player. What an energetic player. He really carries that ball club and sets the tone for that team. Little guy with a lot of power, but I think Chris Carter swings and misses a little bit too much to be such a big part of that lineup. And, you know, he's struggling this year to open up the season, and I think if he doesn't turn it around here pretty soon, Astros fans might be a little down on him. So, be interesting to see how he rebounds and how he finishes out the season.
You know, one of the surprises last year was the production of George Springer. What's been your impressions of him?
Yeah, Springer, I mean, the fans were going crazy about him, right? Wanting him to be here in Houston a lot sooner than he arrived. But Springer's really given them a push. He looks a lot more polished, a lot more comfortable being here, not so antsy. At the plate, and you know, saw the great catch with him with the Rangers in the earlier season, earlier this year. But Springer is definitely going to be a guy that they're going to have to bring along to bring some runs in at the plate, hit some home runs, and make his catches and those great throws that he does from the outfield in order for this team to be successful and be competitive.
Such a pleasure to have with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, Charlton Jimerson, former MLB outfielder. And, of course, we're going to relive some of his memories with the Astros, with the Seattle Mariners. And one of the things, you know, talking about the Astros, when these guys are struggling at the plate, how do you get them revved up? I mean, kind of what's the advice that you would perhaps give some of these guys when you're trying to muscle through a difficult stretch like that and get the right mindset?
Yeah, baseball is definitely a mental drain, you know, the ups and downs and the failures and successes. But, you know, a lot of people ask me when I sign a book for them, they want me to put a quote that's meaningful and that's special. And a thing that I always particularly end up going to is a quote that I hold near and dear to my heart. And that's, if you're going to be your biggest critic, make sure you're also your biggest fan. And I think that's important when you're struggling in baseball, when you're struggling at the plate, when you're swinging and missing, and then you hit a ball hard and it's caught. that you have to remember those good times that you had at the plate, the successes that you had, and let that carry you through the struggles. And so, you know, you don't leave that that power in the critics' hand, other critics' hands, other people's hands. You really can own that and control that. So, you know, just make sure you be, if you're going to be your biggest critic, make sure you be your biggest fan. Carry yourself through those hard times.
You know, and you share that in the book, and you really had that realization. What it was when you were in Double A at that time, it was in Round Rock, a Double A ball. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, Double A is one of those levels where you separate those that are potentially major league ball players and those that probably won't last very long. And for me, that time came in Round Rock in 2004, and I was excited about being in Double A, and I knew I was in a position that I can possibly be a major league ball player. And so I really wanted to play well. I really wanted to do good. And I came out struggling, and then it was a lot of swings and misses, and I was really hard on myself. And the coach pulled me to the side, and he told me that I need to give myself time to understand the league, understand that this is a difficult task for any ball player, let alone somebody like myself who has so many tools to try to harness and hone in on. So I did that. I gave myself some time. I began to take advantage of the opportunities I was getting and learn something from those and not be so hard on myself.
You know, we know about the physical demands playing in the big leagues, but what about the mental grind as you're talking about, you know, really talking to yourself, encouraging yourself to get through some of those difficult stretches and kind of get out of those funks?
Yeah, depression's like knocking at your front door all the time. I think baseball is one of those things where you really have to be mentally strong. And I think a lot of people respect baseball players for being able to go through so many failures. You know, you look at a Hall of Famer, their Hall of Fame numbers, if they are successful 3 out of 10 times, that means the other 7, you're not getting on base via a hit. So when you think about that, you're signing up for being a failure 7 out of 10 times. So when you think about a baseball player failing, you try to get something out of each experience, out of each at-bat, out of each pitch, and be able to move on to the next one.
We've got to take a commercial break here in just a moment. One of the things I want to pick up when we come back from break is kind of what is your source of strength, you know, to be able to get through those types of difficulties. So much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, with Charlton Jimerson, former MLB outfielder. You stay close.